The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Online, freetalklive.com. You can also, there we go, thank you very much. You can join us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us that way if you like. With you in the studio tonight, in here,
Cantwell
and Mark.
We bring back Chris. He's calling from the police state of Connecticut. He had some comments about the Bearcat, which is stands for like ballistic engineered armored something attack truck. Anyway, it's a nasty little armored personnel carrier that has a gun turret mount on the top, gun ports, multiple gun ports out the sides. Yeah, apparently, it's fairly vulnerable on the underside to mines and things like that, IEDs, etc., which is probably why they're now adding the MRAP, the mine-resistant armored personnel carrier, to various different police departments around the country. We've seen some good news recently with Davis, California. The city council there actually voting to return their MRAP. But, Chris, you had some comments, so go ahead.
Well, certainly. It's great that you guys were kind of the first on the subject a couple of years ago, too, with that whole town council fiasco and the Elanco rep having to go up there. And yes, there was a detail that you guys forgot to mention before, because I'm sure it's just so passé to you at this point, but your reps up there, your bureaucrat critters, they got caught on the hot mic saying in a giddy voice, "We're going to get ourselves a tank." I'm sure you remember that.
Yep.
Classic. It's true. Beautifully classic. Where was I going with this? All right. I've actually called in a long time ago after that, too, because I had some bearcat sightings down here, and I've had several since then, even including cops dressed up in green uniforms, just, I don't know, I guess out on SWAT calls and what have you. So they definitely love to parade them around down here in the various towns. I'm sure they got a few of them. There was
sure wasn't Connecticut. I don't know if it was you that called about it, but I think it was a college in Connecticut where some kid had a Halloween costume on from over the Halloween weekend last year, and the police literally swarmed into this place and evacuated an entire dormitory full of students at gunpoint, had them running down the stairs, while men with fatigues and guns were trained on them. And it was just a ridiculous, outrageous response to something that wasn't even a threat to anyone whatsoever.
Yeah, I saw some of those videos. They were horrific, the way they pointed their M16s at kids in dorm rooms.
Yep.
And if I may quickly divert to a lesser important subject, in fact, it's not important at all, but I know you used to have this troll caller that we won't even mention his name, but he loved to call in from different locales and voices and talk about how great it was to nuke the Japanese back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, just FYI, he happened to call in from the 50,000-watt range of a certain Hartford radio station the other day. I just thought that was interesting. I recognize his voice like that. I forget what he was trolling about, but that suggests to me that he's local and probably somewhere in the Massachusetts area.
Okay. Maybe he was listening to their web stream or something like that.
Yeah, he
might have iHeart or something.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
I have the inside info on that.
Thanks, Chris, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, let's move on here, shall we? Lots of different stuff to talk about in the news here tonight, but Christopher Cantwell is with us here, ChristopherCantwell.com, his website. You wanted to bring up a pretty serious topic, and that is rape.
Yeah, and it went along with what we were talking about before, with the perception being the issue in a legal case as opposed to what actually happened.
We're talking about the perception of a threat.
Right. So earlier we were talking about threats, and the Supreme Court is going to decide whether your intention to threaten, your actual threatening, or the person's perception of a threat is what constitutes the crime. And there was a bill passed in California. I don't know that it's passed. I don't know that the governor has signed it, but the California State Senate had passed a unanimously passed pass a bill that redefining consent in rape cases, right? And it doesn't require a woman to say no or to resist or to, like, remove your hand or slap you for your sexual encounter to become a crime in this case. So the bill simply gives a vague standard of affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement by both parties as a consent requirement for sex. And in addition to consenting up front, the bill requires that affirmative consent be ongoing throughout the sexual activity. Now, that almost sounds like reasonable. Like, we understand that, like, okay, affirmative basically means that it's in agreement. An unconscious person can't make an agreement. And, of course, there's no such thing as an involuntary agreement. If it's involuntary, then you
not an agreement.
Very clearly did not, you know, agree to it. And we all sort of understand that, like, if you're in the middle of a sexual encounter and somebody says, hey, stop.
That's enough.
No more. Then we, you know, then that's the time that it stops. But the problem here is that the California legislature apparently thinks revoking consent happens without any communication whatsoever. It treats a conscious person the same as an unconscious person. Sex is rape when the woman tells authorities it is rape, even if she never mentions it to the person accusing her of rape. So if you don't have to say no, if you don't have to, like, push someone away, all it requires is you to, like, feel negatively about it afterwards. Well, this is something that can very clearly ruin a person's life, and I was extraordinarily concerned about it.
I'm still a little unclear on what's happened here.
Well, to some extent, there's been sort of going around the internet this upset that of the idea of people having sex with people who are drunk and mm-hmm. people who are unconscious. And usually, if somebody's unconscious, it's because they're drunk, right? So it's this
Probably.
Kind of, you can't make a decision in that state situation. And many colleges have sort of instituted this policy where you have to continually get feedback on whether or not we want to move forward with the sex act, right? Mm. And this is supposed to empower women in some or another that I'm not entirely sure about.
So at every point you have to stop down and say, excuse me,
may I slide my hand up your shirt?
Right. Right.
And that kind of thing.
I had gone into this on a different thing, that there's this like feminist YouTube commentator who her name's Lacey Green. She gets paid to go around to college campuses and talk to young impressionable voters about consent and sex and stuff like this. And I mean, she gives this description, you know, that, like, not asking permission to kiss a woman is sexual assault is the way she puts it. Now, I never ask permission in a sexual encounter, and I am not a serial rapist, guys, I promise. But
sure.
so this is the thing, that there's this standard. It's being pushed by, you know, radical feminists and whatnot, that, like, even if what Lacey Green had said was, like, if you're too drunk to drive, then you're too drunk to consent.
So the concern is, so one of the concerns is about this, what has been passed by the Senate that we know of,
right,
in California. About this new standard for something to be considered rape, is that it must be affirmative, conscious, and voluntary, that the consent must be those three things, meaning that there has to be something explicitly said in order for it not to be rape. Is that the idea?
Basically,
you have to have something spoken or written in order for it to not be rape.
The standard is vague is really the concern that I have, mm-hmm. right? I mean, in my opinion, right, like, and when I wrote the Lacey Green article, someone had responded to me and told me about this sexual encounter that she had, that, like, she was, like, at a party and she, like, went to go lay down and, like, a guy came into the room and, you know, started touching her and she felt uncomfortable, so she went along with it, and she calls herself a rape victim. And I'm like, well, no, you're not a rape victim, because you never mentioned it to the guy that you weren't into this. You never tried to stop him.
Right. I felt uncomfortable, so I went along with it. Seems like a very strange combination.
Right, and this is something that's happening all of the time, though, you know? I mean, look, I'm a guy mm-hmm. who walks around with a gun, you know? If I am walking around with a gun and I kiss a gal and she says, well, he had a gun, you know, so I went along with it. And I'm like, well, you know, I didn't take my gun out. I didn't threaten you. You just felt intimidated me because I had a gun or I'm a large man or, you know, whatever the reason was.
How many people have ever asked permission before they kiss somebody? I mean, doesn't that take the excitement out of it?
I would love to hear calls on that, yeah. But, like, I don't, like, I've written about this before, that, like, you go through any, like, major dating advice column, right, and they will always tell you, you don't ask permission to kiss a woman. It makes you look, like, weak and pathetic, and yeah. she wants somebody who's...
She wants someone confident.
Yes.
And okay, so, I don't know whether I go for that at all, but I will be willing to say that there are some women that do not wish to be asked if you're going to kiss them. let's get that out of the way. But I think that at the same time, you know, some women would prefer to be asked, and that it's fine. I've asked lots of women, and it works out fine.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and how would you define rape? You can chime in here, get your thoughts on the air, and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Take control of Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you you can bring up what you'd like right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can go and download archives and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways, all totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. You've heard about the Silk Road. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for the last few years, we've been telling you about the saga that really kicked into high gear in October of last year when the Silk Road was taken down by the feds and Ross Ulbricht was arrested and accused of being the man operating the Silk Road, the originator of the service, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. Ross has been getting a lot of press coverage as a result of that. I'm sure not as much as he and his family might like, but he's been getting the bulk of it. There have been three other arrests in the Silk Road case. Silk Road is an underground drug marketplace that exists on Tor, and it's back online, by the way. The feds taking it down didn't stop it for long. Came back a month later and is as popular as it's ever been in Silk Road version 2.0. But they've accused four people of being the primary administrators of this site, and the other three, who are not Ross Ulbricht, have been the ones who really have been languishing. They haven't gotten much press coverage at all. So there's been a website set up to help out one of those three guys, the other three, and that's Drew. Andrew Jones is his name, Andrew Michael Jones from, I think he's in Virginia. Anyway, he's stuck in his parents' house at the moment, out on $1 million bond. His parents had to put up their retirement incomes and their home in order to secure that bond. And so he has the benefit of not being in a prison cell to prepare for his trial, but it's still expensive to have an attorney, and they could use some help with fundraising. If you want to contribute, you can do it with PayPal. You can do it with Bitcoin. Go to drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. Oh, and by the way, Drew is a Free State Project participant, so he wanted to join us in New Hampshire. He just hadn't gotten around to making the move yet, and so hopefully we can get him through this trial, and it'd be great to have him victorious and more free in New Hampshire with the rest of us. Go to drewsdefense.org to help him out and the rest of his family. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about some disturbing news out of California. Chris Cantwell has shared a story with us about the California Senate voting to define rape as something that has to be, in order for sex to not be considered rape, in order for it to be considered consensual, it has to be entered into affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement. With the sex participants.
Right. And like we said before the break, I mean, that almost sounds reasonable until you realize how vague the term is. I mean, if there's no verbal revocation of consent, if you're treating a conscious person and an unconscious person the same, right? Because, I mean, if you have sex with an unconscious person, clearly they're not going to tell you no, mm-hmm. right? And if you have sex with a conscious person and they don't tell you no, well, this can still be rape. And I just think that that's so dangerous, and it's an idea that's, you know, gaining a lot of traction, not just in California, but I picked up this story because it's basically rape by default. It's just sex is rape unless
it meets
some other requirement.
Unless someone is very, very explicitly consenting, it's therefore rape is the concern that you have.
They have the term voluntary here, and so you were telling a story about a woman who's a speaker that felt that she was raped, but in fact somebody wandered into the bedroom where she was at a party and then started to make out with her and she went along with it.
Right.
That sounds voluntary to me.
Well, the just to differentiate, the speaker was not the one who told me the story. The commentator wrote this, made this YouTube video. I wrote an article refuting that, refuting the video. It was published on avoiceformen.com, which is like a men's rights outlet. And this woman had commented on my blog and sent me a contact through my website about it and described this encounter where she's, you know, at a party. She goes off into a bedroom. A guy comes in and, you know, she's awake. She's aware of what's going on. And the guy, you know, begins to engage with her sexually. She goes along with it and now calls herself a rape victim, you know, and says, like, I had no way to prosecute this guy, and it was all because I didn't say no or try to stop him or any. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is how most sexual encounters start.
Also, this terminology, it says voluntary, conscious
and voluntary, affirmative, conscious and voluntary.
Affirmative, conscious and voluntary, which means that it has to meet all three of those
criteria.
Now, that's interesting because, you know, some couples have their arrangement that, you know, hey, you can start making out with me and have sex with me anytime when I'm asleep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the arrangement that they have. But if somebody has to be, by law, conscious, then they can't make that a person cannot choose to make that arrangement.
Well, the agreement could be made consciously, right? So they could make the conscious decision to allow themselves to be taken sexually while unconscious. I think that might still count. I mean, if you had them on video, I mean, what it sounds like is if you're in California, really have to CYA if you want to have sex. You know, get them into some sort of a signed agreement on video where it's made real clear they're not under the threat of a gun to make a statement. You know, they're not under duress, and they finally, you know, that they are consenting to sex with you here. That seems like, you know, it seems ridiculous,
yeah.
But that seems like the only way you could really do it and be safe.
The thing is that even then you're not, because it has to be ongoing, right? So, I mean, if she makes a video thing where I consent to have sex with him and she just revokes sex, you know, she could just say that she revoked consent at some point, and she doesn't have to tell him. There doesn't have to be a verbal no. So if she revokes consent to sex during sex and doesn't mention it, does she get to go to the police and cry rape? Well, it's not defined in the statute, you know?
Disturbing.
The thing about sleeping, look, when women sleep over my house, I ask them that question ahead of time. I'm like, do you enjoy being woken up with sex? Because I like to wake you up with sex, right? And even if I'm not, consciously waking up and trying to insert, okay, like I will fondle in my sleep, right? I'm there and, you know, look, you're going to get groped in the middle of the night. And this is why I don't allow women who I'm not sleeping with to sleep in my bed. Is this now a sexual assault? Have I molested this person because I didn't, you know, get prior agreement to be able to touch her boobs and her butt while we're sleeping? You know,
let me hear your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Little bathroom humor from the dormitory. Mark?
Didn't work out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess you don't know the Doors. You ever heard of him, Ian? Hey, Minister Mark.
I don't think that Mark wants to talk to you.
Are you listening?
He's listening, but he's not going to engage with you. I'm happy to talk to you.
Yes. Oh, I know. He doesn't want to engage with me, even though he likes to say things about me on the air when I can't respond. But the last time I spoke with Minister Mark, with him off the air, you remember, Mark, the day I asked you about that Free Shire Church being a tax dodge and you wouldn't answer? I asked you next time that tool pigeon Chris calls in from Connecticut, why don't you put us on the air together? Because he actually posed that loser of his religion, Brett Fanoint, question, am I for real? I should love to have to get to answer any one of his stupid questions. And by the way, no, it wasn't me on that Hartford station, unless there's like some affiliate of a Phoenix station that I'm not aware of that broadcasts in Hartford. But anyway, speaking of economics, Cantwell, all men are capitalists, and some men are capitalist pigs like you. So enough of that sex talk. I'm trying not to picture any woman being knocked out, being boned by you. Oh, my God.
Well, that'll give you something to sleep on tonight. Thanks for the call, James.
I'll send you some pictures.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you know, the guy who called earlier basically summoned him by mentioning him. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free and bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Those are the toll-free numbers brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. Had somebody contact me today saying, hey, your internet streams, they're blocked at work. I can't listen to you at work. And ProXPN is a way to solve that problem. In fact, ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go. In fact, if you've got some sort of block, whether it's from your workplace or the country you're visiting, like, you know, different countries have restrictions, for instance, on certain websites, ProXPN can get you around all that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, grab their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Plus, Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but ProXPN also works with Linux. It'll also protect you from other snooping type folks like your internet service provider, where they're probably keeping records of every website you visit and every search you make, in some cases for as long as 5 years. You can stop that record keeping by getting ProXPN. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started there, and when you're ready to upgrade to premium for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, private torrenting ability, and getting past regionally blocked websites, you can upgrade for just $5 a month. About $5 a month. It's actually slightly less than $5 a month. The last time I ran the numbers, FTL50 is the code that you need. That's our special promo code. FTL stands for Free Talk Live. The 50 stands for 50% off the price of the annual account with ProXPN. So use that code when you sign up for the premium account, and you'll save 50% for the lifetime of your account. You can also save 62% off of an annual account with code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin. So if you want the deepest and best discount, Then use code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin over at proxpn.com/FTL. Don't forget, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose but your privacy. It's a great discount, 50% off on privacy that is priceless. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 for credit card orders or FTLBTC for Bitcoin. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, it's about driver education. See, my son had some trouble getting his license. And, you know, after you pass driver ed, you got to pass the road test. And what I want to bring up is, you know, looking around for some schools where he could get more practice behind the wheel after he passed driver ed. That was difficult because the driver ed schools are busy with driving hours for their own students. And a lot of them also mentioned that they have a waiting list for their own students. And what this tells me is that that's an occupation here in New Hampshire. That, you know, you got these listeners interested in the Free State Project around the country. Mm-hmm. There's an occupation for some of them to look into. I mean, being a driver ed teacher is not for everybody, of course. But it's an occupation for some people to look into where there would be job security because, you know, they're full up, is what I'm saying.
And there's always people, there's always new people that need to learn how to drive out there. So that's one thing's for sure. There's always going to be a demand for that.
And plenty of people who could learn how to drive a whole lot better.
Again.
Is what you're suggesting like a secondary course, though? I mean, you're talking about driver's ed, which is what you have to take in order to, you know, get your driver's license or whatever. But are you talking about like a secondary class, like to get more practice with them?
Or just go and pay them like $100 for an 2 hours or 3 hours or something of drive around and see, you know, what he needs work on. Never mind what he needed work on. I mean, there's all these different things about driving the car, and you want to do it safely. I mean, I realize there are some strict libertarians who don't believe in speed limits, but they do believe in don't crash into people. So,
yeah, I think that's an important lesson for a driver to learn.
Now, is it true that in some states you actually have to go to some kind of an official class? Because I know that when I was in Florida, that wasn't the case. My dad taught me how to drive on the, you know, like the back roads east of the interstate in Sarasota, Florida.
But so. we did get a discount on our insurance, which was very high for young people, mm-hmm. if you took the driver's ed course.
Oh, really?
So
if you're under 18, you have to take driver ed before you can get your license in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
I see.
Yeah.
In New York, it's a similar thing, that you don't necessarily have to take the driver's ed course, right? But you can't – it's you can get – in New York, you can get your learner's permit at 16, and you can drive then with, like, a parent or guardian. Mm-hmm. You can drive with, you know, a driver's ed teacher, but you can't drive with, like, friends or whatever. It used to be that you could drive with someone who was over 18, but then but you do get, you know, you get insurance discounts and stuff like that. My understanding is what he's suggesting is, like, as a secondary course. I don't know if they have it here in New Hampshire. I know in New York sometimes they even mandate it, or you get an insurance discount for it. They call it defensive driving there, where you basically go through, like, an obstacle course. And, you know, those things are, you know, potentially good things for a person to learn.
Tom, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the point. Now, in order to be, you know, to get your license, I mean, it's important to take driver ed. But the teachers, okay, where did they learn? They had to go to a driver ed teacher school taught by driver ed teachers. And where did they go to school? Did they go to a school with driver ed teachers and so on? And how far up the scale does that go?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Thanks
for the call, Tom. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So we were talking about rape and a disturbing reclassification or possible change in the California statutes, at least, to really kind of broaden the idea of rape and some of the fallout that could come as a result of this. And yeah. I know that you guys were talking during one of the breaks, and I felt like there were some points being made that should be made on the radio.
Yeah, Mark had brought up, and I thought it was, you know, it's dangerous and serious, but I also found it funny, right? So if you need to now get verbal consent, right, that you have to ask before you kiss a woman because that's sexual assault, right? Well, you know, if I think it's also illegal to run around asking for sexual favors, right? Like, this is a sexual harassment, you know, is illegal pretty much everywhere, I think, at this point, that if I'm just walking around like, hey, you want to...
What do you think about...
I'm like, wait a second. I'm on FCC Airwaves. I don't know if I should do this. I could do this in the Sun Garbage Podcast, not here.
When in doubt, leave it out. They say a clear channel.
But it's... I think that, you know, I mean, this opens the door wide open for, hey, I just have to get some affirmative affirmations here, and then I'm allowed to move forward, so I'm just doing that.
Well, right, but the question is, would you be arrested for sexual harassment when you're trying to get your affirmation for...
I don't know if it's an arrest, but I think it's a civil issue, sexual harassment specifically. But.
You can be arrested for sexual harassment in New York, I know that. It's a misdemeanor. So, you know, I'm willing to bet it's the same in California. I mean, this is like radical feminist influence on the legislature, right? Like, this is happening. And you, if you watch these people, if you read feminist blogs and stuff like that, you'll see these kind of like really crazy ideas, and this is sort of what these are the types of things that the men's rights movement popped up to fight against, right? That they're turning around everything so that, you know, seemingly innocuous things a person can have a man arrested for, and I think that is just terrible and scary.
Toll free number tonight, 855-453.
Well, you know, we went through the list of feminist myths that just won't die last night.
That's
on
right,
the show.
And coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Cantwell brought this up. It's something entirely different. But, you know, I think that sort of the best thing that the feminists had going is that women need to be treated equally under the law. And
it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, I think that we've moved beyond that. The pendulum has swung to the point that men are no longer treated equally under the law. And I could, you know, there's lists of ways that's true.
Unless they're cops.
Yeah, I think that you have, like, the only disparity that seems to really sort of exist anymore is the, you know, like, women are called, women who have a lot of sex are called sluts, men who have a lot of sex are called studs. Like, there's that one disparity.
Or dogs, depending on who you talk to.
Depending on who you talk to. And that's about all there is from what I can tell as far as the sort of the slut-shaming conversation. And I don't think that's nice to call somebody names like that. You don't know what their life is like, and you don't know why they make the decisions that they make.
But. And I rather enjoy the company of promiscuous women, so...
They're the only ones that make judgment bad enough, right?
855-453. That's the toll-free number. The celebrity sex pics are coming out. There's been a lot of news about that recently. And what does it mean for privacy in America? Is privacy completely dead? Well, some people might be sweating it out a little bit here. We'll tell you more. Come on.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world, and one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade, and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call with your thoughts. You just dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. We take that $5 in, invest it into getting on new radio stations all around the country. Essentially, we're marketing the show to the stations. We're not paying for airtime, although some shows do it that way. We don't. We want our show to be added based on merit. We want our show to be added to a station because they like the show, not because we're lining their pockets with, you know, $1,000 checks every week or something like that. So the money goes to advertising Free Talk Live, to promoting Free Talk Live, to marketing the show, to getting on new stations. That's why we've gotten over 160 radio affiliates, licensed FCC stations. There's also some wonderful unlicensed pirate stations that take us as well, and we appreciate them too. But the AMP program makes a huge difference for us. So please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. The money's also used to do outreach to internet listeners as well, bring new internet listeners on board. We're buying satellite time to get the show out to free-to-air listeners across North and Central America, as well as a lot of Africa. So very cool stuff happening. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Patrick. He's in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Patrick.
Yes, sir. I have a question. I'm 70 years old. I'm a back disabled Vietnam vet. I want to know why my southern border is not protected, why it's not closed. How come 55,000 children can walk in? How come is that?
As opposed to what, like sealing off the exits and putting up walls and some other country saying, Mr. Obama, tear down this wall. I mean, what is it that you really won't think is going to happen here?
Well, as far as I know, the Congress passed a bill to do just exactly that, put up a wall with a whole bunch of openings that would be manned by Border Patrol. As I understand it, most countries have that. Why doesn't
so that's what you want. You want the United States to be like most countries. You want very restrictive rules, walls. You want militaristic police standing guard. And I presume you're going to want some internal searches as well, right? Because, you know, there's already immigrants here. So I'm guessing you're going to want to go ahead and do some house-to-house searches, maybe some internal checkpoints. Does that all sound good to you, too?
Hey, if 55,000 children can get through, some ISIS people with nuclear weapons can get
You're darn
through.
Right they could. Absolutely. And you know what we should do is we should advocate the United States government stay the hell out of the Middle East and stop messing with people so nobody from ISIS wants to come over here and blow stuff up. You can't protect, 2,500 miles of border along the south and then another 3,500 miles of border along the north. Yeah, somebody can slip in.
Wait, you didn't answer my question, Patrick. How do you feel about the idea? Let's do some house-to-house searches here, some random checkpoints. You're okay with that, right? The police coming in and pulling through all your stuff, looking for...
When a policeman pulls me over, he wants my ID. That's what happens to me. How come it doesn't happen to Latinos?
Well, it happens to them all the time. I mean, people are getting arrested for driving without licenses. I mean, this happens every day.
There's plenty of Latinos being arrested by cops in the United States. So you didn't answer my question, Patrick. I mean, are you okay with the idea of maybe doing some house-to-house searches? Would you be all right with letting the police check through your house?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. So I guess you don't want to stop the immigration horde. You're not really serious about this, are you? You could be hiding immigrants in your house, Patrick, and how do we know you're not, sir?
I think the point that Ian and I were all trying to drive home here is, I mean, you know, if you decide you want to seal off the border, you want to put up a wall, you want to have Border Patrol people there, I mean, this is a loss of freedom. Patrick, was it, right?
Yes, Patrick.
This is a loss of freedom. It's an expense. It's a thing that taxpayers are going to get charged for. It's a thing that if there's a problem here, they're going to prevent us from leaving the country. All these other countries that you're talking about that have, you know, strictly controlled borders. A lot of them are really tyrannical regimes where people want to get out and they cannot.
That's right. Those walls keep people in too.
Exactly. So walls work both ways. And generally speaking, these countries are putting up these walls not to keep the immigrants out, but to keep their population in. And I'm terrified of that happening in the United States, especially when we see government ramping up things the way that it does. The pace of the growth of government in this country to then seal off its borders terrifies me. Does that not concern you, Patrick?
Oh, sir, I walk with a cane. If I want to get someplace or get away from someplace, I don't have a problem.
Well, I don't walk with a cane, and I have a car, and like I'm really terrified of there being a wall and a man with a gun should I need to flee this country.
Patrick?
Yeah, it isn't a matter of being able to leave. I have a passport. I can leave anytime.
So you have permission to leave. But as soon as your permission to leave is revoked, then you're going to have a hard time getting out. Do you understand that?
Who's going to take away the permission for me to leave?
Bureaucrats. A lot of people thought that nobody was going to take their guns in New York or California or Connecticut. A lot of people thought that they could say things on the internet without being threatened with 4 years in jail.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. Appreciate hearing from you. Look, Patrick and people like him are living in this fantasy world where the government, they can just create the government that they want.
Yeah.
They'll build a wall, and the people running the wall will let them out anytime they want to go out. They'll honor their permission slip that they've given them, and everything's just going to be fine. They won't have to submit to house-to-house searches because, well, we don't have to go that far to try to stop the immigration problem, but the wall will be built and it will be operated in just the way they envision it. And, of course, it never works out that way. It works out usually in the way that, well, things just keep getting worse. The government program is created, whatever it is, in this case, the wall program, and then, they increase the program size. The amount of bureaucrats that are working for the program increases, so, you know, now it's first it's the wall, and then it's building turrets on the wall at 50-foot intervals, and then it's, you know, adding barbed wire, adding the moat, throwing gators into the moat. And before you know it, you do have internal checkpoints already, by the way, in this country. They already exist, and there's going to be more of them likely in the future. We've already got ICE, this immigration customs bureaucracy. They're already raiding businesses and holding people at gunpoint while they go through files in the back office, looking at people's identification, looking at their employee records and their personal information. That's already happening. The only thing that hasn't really happened on at least a regular basis are house-to-house searches. But that did happen in the Boston bombing aftermath, where they did go house-to-house, and they did search house-to-house looking for those people. So we're already there. It just hasn't been used for immigration purposes yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that it drove me crazy. Like, when I was in New York and I started getting, like, politically active, I got involved with the Tea Party, right? And these people were all, you know, hey, limited government, constitution, yada, yada, yada.
Except the border.
Except anything that was pitched to them as immigration. Not even just the border. I mean, different zoning regulations and stuff like this. And this is part of, I lost an apartment in New York because they were going to send an inspector because I was living in an illegal apartment. And the Tea Party was like, yeah, we need to crack down on these illegal apartments to get the illegal immigrants out of Long Island. And I'm like, I live in one of those illegal apartments. Can you please stop doing this? I'm white. I've lived here my whole life. I speak the language. I work for a living. I pay taxes, unfortunately. And
we're all illegals now. I mean, that's just the thing. I'm so insulted by people calling human beings illegals, like that they're bad people because they've come here looking for a better life, many of them. Sure, some are welfare hounds, but so are some people born here. But anyway,
the welfare hounds, that's the problem of the state, not the problem of the people that are taking it.
Yeah, but these people are coming here because it's a better life here, and it's worth the effort to come here, even with all the crazy police state stuff. It is true, however, if you were to create a crazy border and an insane enforcement apparatus inside the country, regular house-to-house searches, checkpoints everywhere, eventually people would stop coming. That much is true, because they would realize that staying in Guatemala isn't actually as bad as going to America, so they'll just stay where they are, and then we can all live in a police state. Hell, and it'll be wonderful.
A lot of people complain that they don't that the immigrants don't change their government where they are, and then they use the power that they have for social status to make it more difficult for poor people to come here. Well, that's kind of the problem the immigrants have where they are, is that rich people who have a say in the government are attempting to modify the government to benefit them and to benefit the rich people and to at the detriment of the poor people. So, of course, they're going to come places, someplace where they can just work for more money.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Join Chris on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.